We'll just get right into the Word of God. And I'm glad to be here tonight. As Brother Greg said, there's some things we went through, but he is faithful. He is faithful. And he's faithful to the church. He's faithful to you. You've been through some things. The church has been through some things, but he's been faithful to us all. In Hebrews chapter number 12, it says, "Wherefore seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that doth easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us." That's all my reading tonight, that scripture. Let's pray. Dear God, we ask tonight you'd speak to our hearts. God, give me the tongue of the learned that I might speak a word to us in this hour, in this season, to the weary, to the traveler, to those that's walking down life's road that needs an encouragement. God, give me the words to say. Speak, God, through thy servant. Be glorified and magnified. We're asking this in your mighty name. Amen. Chris, the Christian life, as you read here, the Christian life is a race. And it's a race. If I was to try to run it naturally tonight, you'd outrun me in this race. If it was a natural race, you'd be a lot ahead of me tonight. Even Sister Mabel Lloyd would outrun me tonight in this race. Because it's not a natural race that we do physically. It's not my strength. It's not my power. It's not my ability. It's not my knowledge. It's not my wisdom. It's not my IQ or anything that I possess myself. But it's a spiritual race that we're on. And this race, in this race, we must keep up the pace in this race. And there's an enemy. We know the enemy is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he's out to seek and destroy and kill and destroy. But God, Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly." In this race, in 2 Timothy 2 and 3 said, we must endure hardness as a good soldier. There's been times that no doubt you faced hardness. You faced things that just didn't seem like life is fair sometimes. It don't feel like that. It didn't feel like you was going to make through the situation. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, the song says. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. And through them trials and through their troubles and through them tribulation, God makes us stronger, Sister Belinda. God puts fortitude inside of her heart. And he causes us to stand when the enemy's all about us. We're still standing. We still got strength. We still have the knowledge and wisdom. And we know there's God still upon the throne. That he's not vacated us. That he's standing by our side. He's the father to the fatherless. A friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And in these times of troubles in this race, we must plunge on. We must run on with all diligence. We must run on with no hesitancy. That we must push this thing. And the Bible says, he that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. I don't know about you, but I want to endure to the end. That was in Matthew 12:23. But this race, the marathon and natural races, marathon runners get tired. And as they're running around, and they've waited for this race, and they've exercised for this race, and they've made preparations, and they're balanced diets, and they're continued practicing in this race. They're preparing as they run this race. I can see during this race, during the time, and I want to preach on a simple thought here in a minute, but that runner gets weary. And the Bible says, "Be not weary in well doing; in due season we'll reap if we faint not." But this runner becomes weary. You feel weary? You ever get weary in this journey, in this race? Surely some of us have been weary. In the last couple months, the enemy has beat us weary. But this runner becomes weary and tired. And the marathon runner looks as though he's lost their strength, their has got weak, grown weary and tired. Then all of a sudden, this is what I'm going to preach on. Then all of a sudden, when it looks like he is going to lose, there's the thing that hits him that's a supernatural power that hits him. And he gains something called a second wind. Something rises within him that says, "I must run. I must push a little extra. I must pray a little harder. I must endure. I must not allow that one on the left or right to get in my vision and hinder me. I must press on." And as that runner gets that second wind, that strength returns. And no longer is he tired. No longer is he spent. No longer is he worn out or exhausted. But there's a phenomenon that happens. That supernatural strength gets inside of him. And it's a scientific fact that happens. That runner that somehow, when it looked like he was going to lose, somehow it looked like he was going to be at the end of the line, that something rises within him. And he gets a second wind. And that's what I want to preach tonight, if you would. On a second wind. We read, I remember as a young boy.
I'll say this, take his coat off. I remember as a young boy,
me and my brothers wrestling. And we'd wrestle, we'd get out there in the grass, and we'd roll around the grass, and we'd wire each other completely out. But I remember sometimes they got the best of me. And most of the time they did, because a couple of them were older than me. But I remember them hitting me, Brother Greg, in a certain spot, low blow my rib cage. And it's called the solar plexus. And it knocked my breath out. You ever had the breath knocked out of them? And I was like, trying to get my breath. And I was like, and I thought, am I going to die? That's what I felt like. My breath had been knocked completely out of me. But while I was studying and praying for this message, I feel like our church is in this situation. I feel like the enemy, and I'm not trying to glorify him, no way, no manner, but I feel like he's tried to knock the breath out of us. I feel like he's caused a lot of heartache, a lot of trouble. But us as the church, we must rise, and God's wanting to send the second wind by. In order to revive us in this hour, a move that would awaken us up and realize, you know, all the things that are happening, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God's got a purpose behind these things. I can't tell you in the Bible and show you all the things that's happening in chronological order or in the Old Testament or New Testament through Revelations. I can't pinpoint you where we're at, but I'm telling you where we're at tonight is God's trying to get people's attention. God's trying to wake the church up. God's trying to wake church families up. God's trying to wake your neighbor up. But God uses you and I through this battle and through this race that we're on. We must gain strength through these troubles and through these trials that we go through. God's wanting to give us strength one more time for this race that we may endure to the end, that we may hold on. We read in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. The wind blew on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. That's the reason we're Pentecostal on that day, and suddenly there appeared to them cloven tongues like as in a fire, and it set upon them, and it said the wind came down as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house they were sitting in. And after you read that, you'll read a couple chapters over, and after people got saved, there's 3,000 got saved after Peter got up and preached. There may not be three get saved or tonight. But there's 3,000 got saved after Peter preached, but Peter had something within him, a fresh touch from heaven's throne room. He had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then 3,000 got saved, and then persecution happened. Then it hit. Then they begin to say all manner of things against him. I'll read here. Let me see. Acts 4 and 29 said, "And now behold their threatenings, and grant thy servants with all boldness that they may speak the word by stretching forth a hand and heal the signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus." And when they had prayed, here's the second wind. First wind was Acts chapter 2. But here it says in Acts chapter 4, it said, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, and where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness." I don't know about you, but I feel with all my heart God wants to send revival. God wants to send a sweeping revival throughout the land. And from the north to the south, to the east, to the west, I believe we can have revival. I believe God's people can stir themselves in this hour to say, "God, send the rain, send the wind, God, upon my heart again. Let it blow on me, God, fresh wind, fresh wind in this hour." The second wind brings reviving, a refreshing, empowerment, supernatural strength. In Isaiah chapter 40, it says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That renewing their strength, that mounting up with wings as eagles, that word mount means to ascend, to go higher than you've ever been, to pass over boundaries. I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of boundaries lately. Things that's just obstacles that get in your way, and it feels like you can't get over them. You may not get over them, you may not get through them, but you can go through them through the blood of Jesus. He can lift you up above your shadows. Lift me up, the song says, on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay, the song says, where doubts and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these abound. My prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lift me up above the shadows. Have you been around some shadows lately? We face the shadow of death in our church. Lord, lift us up above the shadows. Let our eyes be upon you, God. Send wind again. Let us breathe again, God. Let us live again spiritually. Waken us, oh God, in this hour. For such a time as this, we've come to the kingdom of God. Just this is your hour to shine. The song says, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Isaiah 43:19 said, behold, I'll do a new thing. Go and do something new. I like something new, don't you? When we was kids, we didn't always get something new. And I told several people, I was talking the other day about grab bags. And Brother Jonathan's talking about grab bags full of candy. But we didn't get the candy. We got grab bags full of clothes. And then we'd go to the junk store and there's big old bags. And they was taped up. And they had old clothes in them from, I guess it was like a thrift store. But we'd go through them things and we'd tear them open and look through them clothes. And we'd pick out a shirt or two and say, well, this will fit you. This will fit you. This will fit you. And some stuff we said, we can't use that at all. Some of it would have words on it that we didn't need. And some of it was just all ragged and wore out and tore up. But there's sometimes you'd find something that's pretty useful. And you could wear it and use it. But here he says, behold, I'll do a new thing. And it shall spring forth, and you shall know it. It'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's where the LB Kalman Coleman lady got that, streams in the desert. There'll be streams in your desert. You feel like I'm dry, I'm barren, nothing's happening. God has sent rain. He'll do a new thing. He'll make a way. Does anybody need God to make a way? Lord, to make a way somehow. When it don't look like you're going to go through it, God to make a way somehow. God to fight your battles. He'll stand for you. He'll be on your side. You'll be able to say, the Lord, my God, has brought me through. It's His power. It's His strength. I don't stand on my own. I face some obstacles. I face some trials. But I'm not losing heart. For I know my Redeemer liveth. I know that one day I'll see Him. I know if I'll hold on in this race, even though I've been weary, even though you've been tired, hold on, brother. Hold on, sister. Don't throw in the towel yet. It's not over yet. The race is not over yet. You're going to get you a new, you're going to get a second breath. God's going to send a second wind your way. Will you able to pull through it? I'm going through. I'm going through. No matter what the enemy says, I'm going through. I made up my mind. I'm going through. Are you going through? You'll have to have some determination in this. You got to have a sign that says, no quit. I will not surrender. No Masada. No quitting. I'm not turning back. I'm not turning around. Yeah, the enemy has this. Seems like a hold. But I'm not giving up. I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown someday. If I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand, Brother Charlie, I'm not giving up. I'll keep holding on. The spirit, there's a snake that is a python. And I read about the spirit of the python. It's different from other snakes. And that snake, it seems like, has been around the services, a lot of church services. The snake, the python, it don't put venom in you to kill you, but it coils around you. And as it coils around you, it begins to squeeze little by little. You take a breath, it squeezes a little tighter. The victim takes a break and it squeezes a little tighter. I don't know about you, but I think we need to put the enemy on the run. I think we need to put him under our feet. I think greater is he that's inside of us than he that's in this world. Isaiah 59:19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun when the enemy should come in like a flood. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing, the girls sing a song, this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. Church, we're going to have to fight the battle through the blood of Jesus. That's the only way you're going to make it. You're going to have to plead the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. There's power in his name. There's power in the blood to save, to heal, to deliver. There's still power. Daniel 7:25. He said, he shall speak great words against the Most High. Talking about the beast. And he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And to think to charge that I wrote it down wrong now. Anyway. But he shall speak great words against the Most High. The part I was wanting to read is he shall wear out the saints. That word wear out means to afflict. Talking about the enemy. The enemy has afflicted. The enemy has harassed. The enemy has exhausted. He's pushed to a faint and weariness of the church. He's put us under pressure. You believe that? Anybody been under pressure? I was laying there in my recliner trying to pray and trying to get nurse this injury here of mine. But Brother Charlie, every time I'd get a prayer request, I'd write it down on my phone. And I was praying. It seemed like I'd pray over that one and another one would rise. And I began to get weary and tired. But I knew God was hearing my prayer. But that weariness, that exhausted feeling, that pressure that the enemy was putting upon us, physically, mentally, and emotionally, we need a second wind. If there ever was a day and hour the church needs reviving, it's this hour here. If there ever was a time we need a fresh wind of God to sweep through their sanctuary, it's now. Our best days are not behind us, but they're right in front of us. That same wind that blew at Pentecost is still blowing today. You believe that? I don't believe it's stopped. I believe he's wanting to breathe on you. I believe he's wanting to, the song says, breathe on me. Breathe on me. Oh, breath of God, breathe on me. Do you need God to breathe on you? Do you need the wind of God just to sweep over your spirit? The song says, sweep over my spirit forever I pray in fathomless billows of love. Sweep over this church, God. From the pulpit to the pew. Sweep over us, God, in a mighty way tonight. Let his spirit move. Oh, we can worship him tonight. He's been a good God, Brother Dean. I have no complaints in him. He's my shield. He's my buckler. He's my horn of exaltation. I stand only not on my own. It's not my might. It's not my power, but it's the Spirit of the Lord. I stand. The same wind that parted the Red Sea for Moses to go across and take God's people and deliver them. That same wind delivered them. That same wind blew against the enemy and caused the Red Sea to collapse and destroy the enemy. That same wind brought quail to the Israelites, even though they complained. It brought life in Genesis. It brought rain to a people that was 3.5 years in drought. Go out and see. Look and see what you can see. See if you can see a cloud. See if anything's happening. And he come back and I see nothing. Go send him. He sent him again. Go see what you can see. See if you see anything. I see nothing. But you know what also he said? He said, he come back and he said, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And he said, I hear a sound of a mighty rushing wind. I believe that. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain is what he said. if you're empty and dry, lift your head up to the sky. It's beginning to rain. The wind is blowing again, the song said. That's an old song. The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. You believe that? The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. You believe it can happen? Sing it one time with me. The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again. Just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, God. Sweep over us, oh God. We need help, oh God. We need your strength. It's not our mind or power, but it's your spirit that must sweep over us, God, in a mighty way in this house. Let us breathe. Let us live. Let us be revived for this hour. God, we're needing help. Anybody in here, raise your hand and say, I'm needing help. I'm needing help. Oh, send down your power. Let it fall like rain. Send down the rain, God. Fresh wind from the throne room of God. Oh, he's breathing. The wind is blowing in this hour. I believe with all my heart, he's moving. God's not dead. We sing the song. I remember years ago, we'd sing that song. Well, God's not dead. Now he's still alive. Is God dead? No. Sister Peggy Gilpin. He's the same God that was the same God that was over at Barberville Youth Camp years ago when Claude Ely preached. He's the same God. He's the same God when L.L. Collins preached. He's the same God when Joey Hyatt preached. He's the same God whenever, when Brother Gene Hupp was preaching here. He's still the same God and he's wanting, he's desiring. His great desire is to pour blessings upon his people, to revive us, to replenish us, and to refresh us. For this hour, the journey's too great for thee. Arise and eat. You can't make it on your own. Your strength is futile. Your strength is low. You must run to the master. You must run and say, God, I need your strength. We've faced a lot of things in the church lately. It's been heavy upon my heart. But I know God. God's going to see us through. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread, Brother Edgar Wagner. I about called you Charlie. Never. No, never. Every time I need him, he's always there. Every time I've called him, he's always heard my prayer. Even though sometimes like Daniel, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and it seemed like no answer. But he heareth the prayer. He heareth the cry of the righteous. And our cry should be, breathe, oh breath of God, send the wind. I need a second wind. I need to get through this. I've got to run on. I've got to make it all the way. I can't be left behind. I want to run this race with patience. I want to endure to the end. I want to finish the course. I want to fight a good fight of faith. I want to lay hold of the eternal life. And the only way you're going to do it is revive yourself. Oh, send revival, God. Send revival. Send down the Holy Ghost. Send down your Spirit, God. Send a fresh wind, fresh oil from the throne room of God. It's a race. We grow weary. We grow tired. Our head hangs low. Our hearts are heavy. We get discouraged. We feel in despair. We feel like everything's against us. We feel like we can't make it. But we must lift up our head because our redemption's drawn nigh. He's coming soon. There's no doubt. He's coming. He's coming in the clouds. He's coming. In a moment, we think not the Son of Man's coming. Watch and watch and be ready. He's coming. But will we be ready when he comes? I want to be ready, Brother Charlie. I want to be ready. I want to be watching and waiting. Hasten to that day. But if I get weary along the way, and I drop my head and I lay my weapon down. You know, there's people right now that, do you know, during all this sickness, not I ain't talking about people in the church here, but in other churches, there's people right now, Brother Charlie, have folded their Bible and put it down and walked away. When they should have, instead of putting it down, they should have picked it up. They should have opened it up and they should have read. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourged every man whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God deal with you as sons. For what son is him whom the Father chasteneth not? There's times that God has to deal with us. I need a fresh wind. You may not need it. You may feel like I'm all right. But my heart's plea, my heart's desire is whatever it takes, Brother Mike Gilpin, for God to send a fresh wind and blow upon these ashes of mine, revive a fire inside my soul one more time. I'm not going to go down. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith because I know he's for me. And I know my captain of my soul stands there to revive me. He stands there to encourage me. He stands there to lift my head up when my head hangs low and troubles rise. Where do I go? You know the song. Where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Oh, where could I go? But to the Lord. Send the wind, Lord. A fresh wind. Sweep over. You know, sometimes wind does a lot of damage. Tornadoes make a lot of havoc. Hurricanes destroy a lot of things. But God's wind is not destroying. It's rebuilding. It's replenishing. It's reviving. It's renewing. Renew within me, O God. Would you preach this morning? David in Psalms 51, creating me a clean heart, O God. Renew. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not thy Holy Ghost from me. God, I need a renewing. When was the last time? I'm talking to me. And I'm talking to you. When was the last time you prayed through until you was speaking in tongues and he had full control and you couldn't stop it? When was the last time they led you home drunk in the Holy Ghost? Anybody here ever been led home in the Holy Ghost drunk? Anybody? One, two, I'm looking. Anybody else? Anybody else? My wife, raise your hand. I remember leading you home one night there. Her laughing, speaking in tongues. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Wouldn't you want more of that? I want more of that. I want the wind to blow, Sister Luana. It's been prophesied from the days of old that in the last days, he said, in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men dream dreams. Old men see visions. Upon my servants and handmaids will I pour out my spirit. Then whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We're living in that hour. You believe that? I believe we're living in Joel. I believe it's chapter 2. We're living in that hour. Where he's wanting to pour his spirit upon us. I don't want to get distracted along the way. But I want to have my hands raised up. I want to set my sails. You say, my sails have been tore. My sails are tattered. Mend them, brother. Mend them, sister. Let's get moving. Oh, you say, I've been through the great Euroclodon. Yeah, we faced the storm. Feel like you've been shipwrecked. Feel like everything is contrary against you. He said, I'll do a new thing. I will do a new thing among you. I'm not looking back. I love the old stories. I love reading about old revivals. I love the old pioneers. I love that them old stories of them riding the horses and going through city to city, the circuit riders preaching. And some of them where their feet would freeze in the stirrups and they'd have to beat the ice off their shoes to get off and preach. I love them old stories, but tell me the story for this generation. Who's going to tell the next generation what's going on? We must be about the Father's business. No, you're not. We need it here now. I can't, the song says, I can't live on memories of yesterday. Lord, do a new thing in an old-fashioned way. The God we serve is still the same. He hasn't changed at all. He's looking for a people that answer to His call to hunger after righteousness, call on His name to give Him the glory, His love to proclaim. My stance when I come to ask God, it's not this. God, I want more of You. I need more of You. Lord, if You're willing, God, I'm willing. He's willing. He said, if I will, yeah. He said, if You will, I will. If you don't let Him move, He'll move. He's wanting your approval. He's wanting you to say, Lord, have Your way. Somebody come piano, please. The second wind was a double dose. When Peter preached on Acts the first time, 3,000 were saved. And that second time, 5,000 were saved. And he said, now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant unto thy servant with all boldness that I might speak thy word. I stretch forth my hand to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done by thy name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they prayed, we must pray. We must pray, God, send forth Your Spirit. Send forth a refreshing. Brother Carl, I'm sure you got weary when you're sick. I was praying for you. I was weary. I was tired. These sisters that lost their husbands, Sister Vadith, I went out there the other day and talked to her. I said to myself, I'm going to drive out by there. I know where she lives at. And if I see her, I'll stop. But if I don't see her, I'm just going to drive on by. Bro Charlie, I drove by there and I looked and underneath her carport where she sits, she was sitting there. She looked out and she said, I think I know you. I rolled my window down and she said, yeah, I know you. We begin to talk. She's weary. Sister Parker, I'm sure she's got weary. We've been weary in this thing. But what we've got to do is press on. God's wanting to send a fresh move upon His church. We're God's mighty army. They're in the valley. Laid a bunch of dry, dead bones, Brother Charlie. They asked the question, can these bones live? I see a femur, I see a hip bone, I see a knee, I see a thigh bone. Can these bones live? He said, thou knowest. Then he spoke to the wind. and the wind blew upon them. Sinew came upon them. The skin came upon them. Everything came together, but they were still lifeless. Still laying there, just a carcass. I don't want to be just a carcass in the pew. I just don't want to feel that spot back there. But I want to have life inside of me. And the only way I'm going to have life is in me is for Him to breathe fresh life inside me. Breathe, oh God. Breathe, oh breath of God. Can these bones live? Bleached out. You know what the world looks at the church and they said that the church is, they look at us and they say, they ain't like they used to be. Boy, they used to pray and they used to get a hold of God. Boy, they had the power. Church looks at, the world looks at the church and says, I tell you what, they used to have it. That's what they're saying is. But what we need to get to a point is let Him breathe on us. Where they'll come through the door and say, what's happening here? Or when you go to work, they'll say, what happened to you? What's got a hold of you? And you say, come and see. Come and see what's happening. Come and feel what's happening. And we know the wind blew upon these bones. And they rose up an exceedingly mighty army. There's an army here. When I look at you, I don't look at one that's went AWOL, Brother Greg, from this infantry. I look at one that has stood firm. I appreciate that. I look at one that has stood his ground. Has the enemy shoved you around any at all? I'm sure he has. Has he lied about you at all? I'm sure he has. Have you ever gotten, you ever felt all by yourself, even with that wife beside you? Sure you have. Sister Lisa, there's times that the enemy has made you feel like, I'm not doing anything. I've never done anything. You've been running a bus route over the hillside, picking up a little old boy and his brothers and his sister. You're doing something. You've done something. But we're an army. God's got an army. Brother Mike Gilpin, you're a general in this army. Do you hear me? You're a general in this army. You've got a lot of years here. But the enemy's still, there's still an enemy that we must fight. Brother Charlie Bowman, you're a good soldier. When I'm like you at times, I get weary. I get tired. Sister Evelyn Christman, Bowman. I'll call you Evelyn Christman because that's what I remember up here when I was in this grade up here. Think second grade, Sunday school class. I remember Sister Evelyn Christman, and I remember her encouraging us to learn Psalms 23. And I wasn't a kid of much capability to learning anything at all. I learned them Bible verses, them easy ones like Jesus wept. Them was my favorite ones, the small ones. You get a prize for even Jesus wept. But I remember her encouraging us to remember Psalms 23. I remember it. I memorized it. It stuck with me. You're a good soldier. Don't lay down your armor now. Hold on. Fight. Fight. Let's press. As I look out over the horizon, there's some of you, Brother Murrow, I remember you from years ago. When I was just a little old boy, you and your wife. Faithful to God. Hold on. Don't grow weary. Hold on. You say, what about me? We're an army. Armies get tired. Regiments get tired. There's time that we must come and dine at the Master's table and replenish, restore. And I've taken a lot, I've took too much time tonight. But I'm preaching to you my heart. Sister Luwena, you used to teach Sunday school class up here, I remember. I don't know, I don't think I was ever in your class. I think you quit way before I, probably a good thing for you, more than likely. I think I had Sister Rymel, I think she took over your class. But I remember my brothers talking about Sister Luwena White, Sunday school teacher, and how that she would encourage them and how she treated them good and stuff, and how that, I think if I remember right, on their birthday, didn't you give them $5? I believe you did. When I heard about it, I was jealous. Be not weary in well-doing. In due season you'll reap. Sister Sandy, if we faint not, I'm tired. I'm weary. What am I going to do? Am I going to throw in the towel? No, I refuse. Am I going to turn them back? No, I've been pressed on every side. Be cast down. But I'm not destroyed. We are not destroyed. Sure, the enemy has come in like a flood. But the Spirit of the Lord is also lifting up the standard for this hour. Can we come around these altars tonight? I encourage you. If I was here, and come on. If I was here and I was needing a fresh wind of God, and I was needing a move of God, if I knew my church was needing me to get a move of God, I'd come to this altar and I'd ask God, Lord, I'm needing help. We're weary. We've been through a few battles, but it's not over yet. It's not over yet. You're here tonight and you're not saved. God wants to save you. God wants to rescue you. And tonight, you could have this hope that the rest have got. You don't have to die and go to hell. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Send revival, God, among your people one more time. Send your sweet Spirit, Lord, like a mighty rushing wind. The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again, just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. You believe that? The wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again, just like the day of Pentecost. The wind is blowing again. Oh, the wind.